the weekend, and the weather's going to be wonderful, as you've heard. Loads going on around town, too. Plenty of football. I see a lot more people decorating for Halloween and raking leaves. I did that last week. I could do it again this weekend here, and there's more leaves that have blown into my my backyard again. But the weather's going to be perfect for getting out and enjoying yourself or whatever extracurricular activities you're probably tackling as a family. I know it's, if you got kids in hockey, it's always hustling to the rink. Still some minor football going. High school football playoffs tonight over at Mosaic as well. Just a ton of activity going on. And on top of it all, of course, the World Series is top of mind for a lot of people. We're broadcasting all the games live starting tonight at 6, every game of the series. We're super proud to be part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network. So if you're running the kids around tonight, we got your back. Wherever you're moving, we've got the game. You don't have to worry about what's going on. I was at the rink last Friday night, and I so badly wanted to take a picture to share with you, but it wouldn't have been the right thing to do. But I watched this young lady watching her kid out in the ice, but she had her phone in front of her, and she was FaceTiming someone at home who had set the phone there up in front of the Blue Jays game so she could watch it via FaceTime. And you could see the TV in her home and the mantle above. But I thought, okay, whatever you got to do. But now you can listen to it live here on 980 CJME, too. And yesterday, it seemed like every media from around the world had descended into Toronto as the players met with them to chat about the game and let the excitement begin. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. said he spoke to his mom earlier in the day.
She say she's proud of me, and no matter what will happen, she always going to be proud of me.
Yeah, no matter what's going to happen, we're proud of that guy, that's for sure. Let's just hope his bats are on fire again tonight. The lineup for the Jays merchandise outside of the Rogers Center was blocks long yesterday, and fans had loads of time to tell local media how they were feeling about the World Series.
We're on a run, and we got them. No problem.
My gut doesn't lie. It's saying Jays in six.
We're an underdog, but I think the boys can come through.
Then, of course, we have 22-year-old Troy Savage, who has been given the green light as starting pitcher and said he knows the country's cheering him on.
We represent this entire country, and we're this country's team. So we want to go out there and do everything we can to make this country proud of us.
Got to correct myself. Troy Savage there, okay? Hey, we saw Bo Bichette again practicing yesterday on second base. Manager John Schneider was there watching closely, and he was asked last night how confident he feels Bo could play second base.
Pretty confident, to be honest with you. You know, I think we're going to see how he feels after today. You know, he's been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of build-up to get to this point, and just kind of get his feedback after today. Again, I don't want to put him in a spot to where he's going to feel like, you know, he hasn't played in a while. I don't want to put him in harm's way. I mean, I want to do what's right by the team, too. So I think everyone's at the point to where they understand they're going to have to do whatever it takes. And Bo's worked really hard to get to where he is right now. So we'll kind of take this down to the wire a little bit and see how he fits in.
Former Jays are weighing in on the club's chances of beating the Dodgers. Of course, the Jays are underdogs, but Jose Bautista, well, he had a take.
As long as we don't give up the home run, I would say we have the upper hands. I like the formation of our team, and I like the energy and the camaraderie that they have and how they've been playing together. So we're also a little bit more riding the wave of momentum and excitement and energy and adrenaline, and we've been playing games more recently. So hopefully that gives us an edge.
And this was kind of funny. Yesterday, again, back to manager John Schneider, who was asked how close he thought 2 years ago they were to signing Shohei Ohtani instead of going to the Dodgers, to the Jays. Here's what he said.
But you never really know what a player's feeling in free agency, and there's a lot of things that have to line up for them personally, too. So you can't really think about what if. You know, you think about the 26 that we have. He's a great player. I'll say it again. I hope he brought his hat, the Blue Jay hat that he took from us in our meeting. I hope he brought it back finally. But and the jacket for Decoy. You know, it's like, give us our stuff back already. But he's a great player.
Yeah, he had a little fun with it. But later in the day, a reporter asked for a response from Shohei Ohtani, what he would have to say in regards to that. And here's what he did.
John Schneider's been talking about the fact that you haven't given the baseball cap back for when he gave you a Jays cap when you were here in Toronto. Do you still have the hat?
Schneider 監督 から もらった帽子まだありますか? It's in my garage.
I love that.
I want it all. I want it all.
Well, the old Queen song has become a bit of an anthem for the Blue Jays. They want it all. The World Series starts tonight. And joining me now is Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom, who has been, I will say, a little lethargic the last few days. And at first I thought, oh, it's the loss that your Mariners took against the Jays. But then I remember we both got the flu shot, and I felt a little lethargic. So I like to think that's all it is. Are you feeling better today, little buddy?
A combo of factors. Well, it's Friday, Greg, and the World Series does start tonight. Yes, it will not be including the Seattle Mariners, which is a heartbreak to me. But Jays, I know a lot of fans, and they're feeling good today, and that's rubbing off on me.
I do know you're a huge baseball fan, way more knowledgeable than I. In fact, I ask you a lot of baseball questions because I'm a part-time fan on this bandwagon. But I want to ask you, as a Mariners fan who's a little disappointed, what do you think the Jays' chances are?
It's going to be tough for them. You know what? I really don't know. I mean, part of me thinks that this Dodgers team is almost too good to beat, but
because of the pitching,
because of everything, they're pitching, they're hitting, their lineup is stacked. I mean, like I've said before, that's what happens when you spend a lot of money, when you have a lot of money to spend. But I'd like to think this scrappy Blue Jays team can put the fight to LA, and I hope so. They're going, it's a surprising move, they're going with Treyu Savage as their starting pitcher for game one. 22-year-old. I mean, you usually put your best guy on the mound. Yeah. He's had, well, what do they say, more postseason starts than he's had regular season starts. But if he can get the job done, why not?
I think the key is home advantage. These first two, they got to split.
Yeah.
And if they can bring it back, game six and seven, in their home city, fans can sway. It's going to be Jays in seven, Kevin. Jays in seven.
Oh, Jays in seven. Wow. Well, and the fans always have a big part. I know sometimes when you're a fan of a team, and you say, oh, we lost last night. And people say, oh, well, you don't play for the team. What are you talking about? I've always said, like, hey, fans, you go to any home venue. We know this at Mosaic Stadium.
They can lift you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, breaking news this morning in the old tariff trade talks department. Here's President Trump. He is mad at Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford, specifically.
Yeah, this new ad from taking comments from Ronald Reagan from 1987 about tariffs, about protectionist measures. And these ads have been running in the States, and clearly they've been effective, because now Trump, just last night on Truth Social, is saying that trade talks are effectively over with Canada. He's calling them off because of this ad. And so this is a huge development. Trump is set to be in Asia here in the coming days. Mark Carney, Prime Minister, is going to be there as well. So we'll see if, I don't know, the Prime Minister can mend this at all.
It's just so, for me, Trump, he can say whatever he wants, whether it's based in truth, facts, or likely not, whatever he wants to get his message out. Here's Canada trying to get the message out, and how effective that was in the U.S. He's just trying to protect, Doug Ford's trying to protect the auto industry, which Trump said, I want it all. You might be able to give us some parts. But, like, Trump's clearly made that message. Trump was trying to get his message, or Ford was trying to get his message out. But it's wrong if we try to get the message out, apparently. It's very frustrating for me to listen to this.
There's disagreement over Reagan's comments. The Ronald Reagan Foundation is saying, this was edited. It's misrepresented what he was talking about.
But is
about.
It, though? Because there was, it's kind of referencing a tariff tiff with Japan back in 87. In essence, it's saying what we all know, what tariffs really mean for the people.
And that's
right?
What Ford's office is saying.
Yeah.
We use this excerpt, which is in the public domain, and now the foundation says it's exploring its legal options.
Yeah. All right, more on this story coming up with Kevin Martell. It's 6:58. Yes, it is official. The Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age headed to the Mosaic Stadium September 15th next year. One of only four Canadian stops on the tour. That's great, too, for us, because the next nearest concert is Edmonton, then Vancouver. Point being, a lot of out-of-towners are going to be driving here for a change and spending all those dollars. And we're not having to drive anywhere. Joining me now from the Real District is CEO Rick Bennett. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, good morning, Greg. Great to connect.
First, I give you props, gaining the trust of concert promoters again to bring shows through Regina. It's been a battle. You did it. Congrats.
Hey, greatly appreciate it. I tell you, the team has worked incredibly hard, but they're really excited to bring this absolutely incredible show to Regina. Hey, keep in mind, this is big. This is going to be loud, and it's going to be incredible.
Well, take us behind the scenes for a moment, Rick, on what it's been like trying to convince acts to play our outdoor stadium. It's not always easy. They seem to be going to Edmonton a lot more because of the larger stadium.
Yeah, sure. You know, if an act wants to play a big stadium, they may go somewhere else. But what's really important to a lot of the acts is that, you know, the production is fantastic. So we've spent months of bringing and stitching this together. There's been a lot of conversations, a lot of discussions, and it was important that we could demonstrate we sell out concerts. And that's what we've done, not only Friday and Saturday, but Sunday to Thursday, which is really unique for the Saskatchewan market. So there's good comfort. We're going to produce well, and we're going to have a sold-out show as the target.
They go on sale next Friday, 10 a.m. Okay, now, is there another window open wide enough next year, Rick, for another concert? Like, I know with stage setup and preparation, you need a couple of weeks window. Is there another for next year that might work?
You know, that's our goal, and you've heard me say a couple times, Greg, you know, live entertainment is a regular conversation in our office. So once the stadium's dressed up and ready to go, you bet we want to leverage it up for another potential show. And we're exploring that, but we also recognize there's, you know, the riders have got a set schedule. We have a lot of other users in the stadium. So we balance all of it, but our goal is definitely another act for next year.
Do you have one bookmarked yet?
I'd love to tell you, I'd love to share the details with you. But as we network through the artist agencies, our promoters that we work with, there's definitely growing interest. And that comes off the backs of 5 sold-out concerts in a row.
Rick Bennett, CEO of The Real District. Are you consciously thinking, too, Rick, outside of concerts? Like, you see the Savannah Bananas or whatever they're called. They sell out Allegiant Stadium in Vegas and around the U.S. That's the baseball team that's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. But they're crazy popular. Or what about a Grey Cup bid? Anything like that? Another one of those coming down the pike?
Well, definitely there's always good collaboration around pursuing those high-profile national Canadian Grey Cup-type events, or Grey Cup in particular. Savannah Bananas, wow, that's just a funky game to watch. It's really entertaining. I had a look at their schedule through next year, and I don't see anything that's north of the border anywhere in Canada. So I'm not sure it's on their radar at this point. Perhaps they're...
Rick, you've got to start drawing them.
Yes, I agree. We'll work hard.
You got us the Foo Fighters. Do more, do more. Hey, lastly, Rick, tailgating. The city and province want to make it happen. I would think those who sell drinks and eats inside your stadium may see this as a bit of a negative because they'd rather sell the food and drink to them. Do you feel tailgating is going to be a conflict or do you support it? And how do you see it unfolding?
We've been a huge supporter of tailgating. Listen, it's a great tradition. It's a Canadian classic, family friends. In the parking lot, we've got some designated plans to pull it off. You know, we've been highly supportive of working with the Rough Riders to bring this into place. It's important to us. The goal here is more fans, more activity. That's a win for everybody.
Rick, I guess I just want to ask, this concert with the Foo Fighters, you need one or two of these to really haul the Real District kind of out of the situation you're in right now where it's been some lean years. It's acts like this and events like this that make the Real District win, right?
Well, it definitely contributes, but let's not forget the economic impact across Regina and Saskatchewan is huge. So not only it's part of our business plan, recovery plan, but we also want to be part of a broader solution to bring more business, tourism, culture, activities to Regina as a whole.
Well,
if we could put a couple more flights through the airport, fill up the hotels in town and be a catalyst to do that. That just feels great, and that's a win.
Yeah, it's definitely a win with economic spinoff with events like this. Hey, Rick, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Well, how sweet it is to see Evan Bray back in our Regina studio. He's been in our Saskatoon studios the last few days, but I see we've got a special guest on your show today.
Do we ever? Wait. This could be the most nerve-wracking interview I've ever done. Since
What time is this?
11:30.
And who's the guest?
Jody Bray.
Your wife.
My wife.
That's right.
Oh, man. Is it the airing of grievances? Are you about to just, you know, share what it's like in the relationship or what?
Nothing that salacious. Oh. It's Jody's the chair of the Vanier Cup, which of course is coming to being hosted in Regina towards the end of November. So she's coming in to talk a bit about what they've got planned, the festivities and whatever. So it's been a big piece of work for her, but I said, are you nervous? You're on the Evan Bray Show. She goes, well, what are you going to ask me?
I can't wait for that one. She'll do just fine. Well, of course, the breaking news this morning is all the tariff trade talks are coming to an end for now. President Donald Trump said he's terminating trade talks with us. He's mad at the ad that used Ronald Reagan's voice about tariffs being bad for, the country. And he's mad at Ontario Premier Doug Ford for this. Yeah. Ford, I look at this as Ford is just trying to protect his auto industry that Trump has said, I'm taking.
Sure.
Like, Trump's taking it all. Let's face it.
I'm kind of frustrated with everybody on this, if I'm being honest.
Yes,
I'm
agree.
Frustrated because what Doug Ford has been doing has been counterintuitive to what the country's been doing, right? We've seen this time and time again. That said, the audio in that ad, I just watched the whole speech from Reagan from 1987 this morning. It's 5 minutes long. That's what he said.
Yes.
And he was absolutely talking about tariffs being a bad thing for the country in the long run. So I don't get why the Ford or the Reagan Foundation is saying it was misrepresented.
Well, don't you think everyone is just afraid of Trump and they put that out there themselves?
Don't know. That's why I say I'm mad at everybody. I'm just frustrated with this whole thing.
I'm mad that that Trump gets to say whatever the heck he wants, whether it's truth based in truth or not. And the moment that we try to get our message out, and whatever you want to say about Ford, didn't he talk to Carney first, whatever? They had to have known.
Yeah.
That's what ads.
Well, they've been running for a while, right?
Yes.
But Greg, just think about the irony of this, right? Donald Trump is saying this is fake. Donald Trump just put a video out of him in a fighter plane with
dumping
poop on protesters with Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone playing in the background. Like, the whole thing is ridiculous. Yeah. It's crazy.
And we know that both Trump and Carney are going to meet here. And I don't even think it's going to be awkward.
This will blow over.
This is just another
This
Trump
will blow
move.
Over. This is not going to be long term. But I do have a couple of guests on the show. Brian Lilly is going to join me this morning, who's from the Toronto Sun. Also going to check in with Kelly Malone, who's a Washington correspondent, often covering what's going on with Donald Trump. So both of them will be on the show to talk about
this. Someone's going to need a hug after this.
Bugs and Hugs coming up at 10 o'clock.
You got that? And hey, what about Ryder? Whatever you call it.
Yeah, the green and white prognostications at noon today.
Yeah. I had a brain fart there. What do you think? Riders?
Yeah. Riders, I'm saying the Riders winning 30-17 is
Holy
what I've said.
Cow.
What? You don't think they're going to win?
Do you know they're playing the BC Lions?
I think they're going to win 30-17. I feel good.
Okay. All right. And what about the Jays tonight?
Jays, I'm also predicting a win. I'm predicting a big game from Yusavage. And, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy series because I know it's going to be a challenge. But I think they are going to win game one.
Okay. Well, let's make it now because I'm the guy that knows hardly anything at all about baseball, but I'm saying Jays win in seven. You know a little more about baseball.
Wow.
What do you say?
I don't disagree with you. I think Jays in seven is a really good call. This is going to be a tough series. I think it very conceivably could go to seven. I'm going to pick the Jays. That's my heart pick. I fear, though, about that decision because those Dodgers are going to be tough.
Okay. Evan Bray will return at 8:30.